Welcome back to Not 97. On today's episode, we sit with young Toronto-born R&B upstart Una Mia. Una is fresh off the heels of releasing her debut single, Lose You, with the Breakout Colors performance. We talk through what it means to introduce yourself and your music to the world, Una's introduction to music and past as a classically trained opera singer, finding her footing as a live performer, and more. Live from the studio and brought to you by The Orchard and Human Resources. This is not a podcast. This is not a radio show. This is Not 97. Enjoy.
Una Mia, welcome to Not 97.
Thank you for having me.
Welcome to New York.
It's amazing, honestly, because, haven't been to New York in a minute, but it feels so welcoming.
Yeah. Before we fully get into it, do you mind just introducing yourself a little bit about kind of where you come from and what you do?
Yeah, for sure. So I'm Una Mia. I'm an artist from Toronto, Canada, and I sing, I guess, a fusion of alternative R&B and pop. And yeah, I just released my first single, well, first with Colors in October, and then released a studio version in November. But yeah, I'm teasing this new one, and I'm really excited about it.
Yeah. So speaking of like the date, your debut single, Lose You, comes out with Colors in October.
Yeah.
So basically, like, the world was introduced to Una Mia 3 months ago.
Yeah.
So I guess my first question is kind of, where was Una Mia before 3 months ago?
Before 3 months ago? Just honestly, well, do you mean like 3 months ago to date or just before this?
Before the single, yeah.
Before the single, well, I was grinding. I actually was working at Starbucks and, you know, just kind of living a double life.
Yeah.
You know, working on this music, but also a lot of people knew me, didn't even know about this like artist journey that I'm on. And before that, I was in school at university, studying something totally different, but like dreaming of music. So I feel like things aligned and happy that they turned out the way they did.
Yeah. So when did that journey start, when it kind of became a reality that, like, you know, we have an album, we have a single, we have an album, we have, you know, a label partner to work with, and we're going to run this?
Yeah. When I just decided to make the decision, I guess, I'd say I was in, it was in my last year of uni. Well, technically, like my third year. And I felt like I was just people pleasing a lot. Like, I was doing stuff that my family, my friends, you know, others wanted and expected of me, but I was just doing music for my whole life and neglecting that. And I guess I kind of just said, like, I had enough and this feels like I'm betraying myself. So might as well just give it a shot and see what happens. Yeah.
Was the first step really like putting yourself, like posting online, putting yourself out there, singing on the internet, doing covers and just kind of like seeing how that's received?
Yeah, at uni, I was posting a lot of covers, writing music, kind of like putting little snippets of stuff out and started to get some traction. And then, my manager and producer, Ty Leon, reached out to me then and he was like, oh, damn, like, I feel like we could really work together, make some cool stuff. And that's kind of how it came about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, Toronto has always been an interesting music city for me. And for, I don't know, the better part of the last decade, I've been very tapped into kind of like the creative scene there from, you know, the Bad Bad Not Good, Charlotte Day Wilson, that whole community. We had Dylan Sinclair up here like a year and a half ago. How has like growing up in Toronto and being a part of that, or even witnessing that scene and being a part of that creative community, kind of like shaped who you are as an artist?
Yeah. So I was born in Toronto, but I didn't actually grow up in Toronto.
Yeah.
My best friends from childhood, like, always lived in Toronto. So I always made monthly visits back and it felt like a home away from home. But regarding like all the talent that's there, it's absolutely incredible to watch. And I'm grateful to call a lot of them my peers. And yeah, it's such a great environment to thrive as an artist. Yeah.
You spoke earlier about your experience as kind of a first generation with parents immigrating to Canada. I wonder kind of for you how that experience growing up kind of influenced your journey to making art?
Well, I find my parents are both really creative, especially my mom. And she was always playing Balkan music. So like folklore, Serbian folklore, all that stuff. And Yeah, she was actually very diverse with her taste too. So even when I go to Bosnia, like, you know, I just pick up on a lot of different things. And yeah, I mean, she always recognized my talent, but I feel like now she actually sees the magic of everything happening and has come around, which I'm really happy about. But yeah, it's the Balkan influence is very present, not just in music, but like definitely in my life, like food, everything, just, yeah, it's a huge part of my identity for sure.
Do you think about that sonically as well, like incorporating Balkan sonic elements into your sound?
I haven't explored that quite yet, but I feel like it naturally influenced me to have like a good sense of rhythm for sure. But we'll see how we can feature that in the next stuff.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I know also you like grew up studying voice, classical voice and opera. And I wonder like when you, that's obviously like, you know, quite different from like an R&B soul pop lane. And I wonder for you, like when you were studying that and when you started writing your own songs, was that kind of like one in the same where it comes from the same place, or is writing the songs that you're singing right now, is that kind of like a completely different place for you?
So doing classical voice started out just as an extracurricular because a lot of my friends at the time were doing like all sorts of sports and like everything under the sun. I was like, let me just choose something that I feel like I could easily learn and like integrate into my life. But yeah, it's very technically focused, but it has a lot of passion in it too. Like they don't really just say, here's opera. Like they do that when you're a bit more seasoned, I guess. But even like singing show tunes and like Broadway stuff as a kid, I was so passionate about it. And then when I started singing opera, it took it to a whole new level. And I guess I surprise myself with what my voice can actually do. And it made me a kind of a perfectionist, actually. Like if you ask anybody I work with, I really care of making it as great as possible. I know perfection is kind of unrealistic, but I care about making everything I make clean. So yeah, I guess it influenced it in that way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I also imagine like having that foundation in terms of like performance and knowing how to work with your voice in like a live space is probably a huge leg up for any like young artist.
I mean, interestingly, I feel like singing classical voice taught me the importance of telling the story and performing because I did these regional or like local competitions and stuff. And one of the adjudicators was like, okay, but that sounds nice. You know, I have to just know and actually feel what you're singing. And then I tried it and I was like, wow, this brought it to life and helped me apply that to not just creating music, but also performing it too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess kind of speaking of that story essentially that you're like telling and kind of bringing it back to this present moment, about to drop your second single, working on the EP, and this really being like an introduction to who you are as an artist. I guess kind of like simply who are you trying to introduce? Who do you want the audience to see Una Mia and say, this is who she is?
I feel like Una Mia has always been within me, but this whole process has been like finding myself, really about that, and being my own hero, because for the longest time I put my desires, you know, into the shadows. So it was really just about reinventing myself through this artistry lane. And I guess the tone of voice is like sensitive, bold, vulnerable, and daring, just daring to do what you've always wanted to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the must not take yourself too seriously and 6-1 since that matters. And what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble. With exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
I think that kind of goes through both like lyrically and then also like sonically. And what's really cool about where you are right now is that like you're developing what that sonically, what your sound is like in real time. Mm-hmm. And so you drop Lose You, but then with the next single, you could go a little left and catch people off guard. Or like, you know, once you drop the EP, you can like see in real time, like you expanding what the balance of Una Mia's sound is. Mm-hmm. Do you think about that as kind of like, all right, like there's a sound right now because there's one single, but as we, like, we're slowly expanding and expanding that.
Definitely, yeah. I feel like there's a certain sweet spot that I like in my voice, just kind of like that falsetto soft tone, but there's so many different sides of me, like, not just vocally, but within what I can talk about in a song, and which is why I'm so excited for this next single, because, like, I don't think people see it coming. It's kind of like waves of just emotion and different things vocally, but yeah, I can't wait for it.
Yeah. I've heard you speak about kind of the writing process being very kind of diary entry and influenced kind of by what, like, laying it all out is in a diary. Obviously, that's a very, like, vulnerable place to be writing, and something that for a lot of people, like, takes time to develop and be comfortable with, like, sharing with people. Yeah. What has that process been like for you of, like, being comfortable sharing a vulnerable side of you on record?
It's so crazy, and it's not easy. Like, it took me a little while to just walk into a session and be like, hey, let's do this. But yeah. I like working with people I trust and I'm familiar with, and obviously have a great ear and can take it to the place I want it to be. I've been, like I mentioned, Ty already, but there's this also amazing writer and artist, Jive, that I've been working with, and he's kind of been like my mentor through this whole thing. So they both kind of encourage me to just do it, really. Like, yeah. That's why I freestyle when I make music, because I don't want to, like, ruminate too much on what I could say. I kind of just, you know, play the beat, usually start with a simple guitar or something and just go off, and then we can kind of, like, section it off as we go. Yeah.
Well, speaking of the music, we're going to give you space to introduce a song of yours. And if you don't mind kind of giving us a little bit of the backstory of where the song comes from, what the song means to you.
So the new one is all about self-pleasure and being authentic and intimacy and being true to yourself, because I feel like with that specific topic, a lot of times in music and R&B, especially, like, we talk about another person, pleasing another person and that whole dynamic, which is also great. But I feel like it's so important to recognize yourself and prioritize your own pleasure. So yeah, Better Care is that song.
How can I take better care of you? How can I make your body go? Is there something other girls won't do? Making all your fantasies come true. Scratch marks on your back, I know you feel it. Carving my name into you. Spinning while we're singing. Eat it like it's dinner. Got enough for you. Can you get here tonight? Let me know, cause I've been craving your body since I saw you last night. Do you remember? You had me halfway on the floor, halfway out my mind. Clothes are in the hall, legs are in the sky. I didn't expect it from you. You took